It's no secret that young Aussies apparently have a bit of an obsession with drinking. Stories in the news of injuries, even death as a result of binge drinking, are seemingly endless. But how accurate is that portrayal? Apparently, research from the Australian Bureau of Statistics is suggesting that kids are actually drinking less, and they're drinking a lot less. So what are they doing instead? Is it all Pokemon Go, or is it actually more wholesome and healthy activities than wandering around capturing things on your phone? Look, I'm joined on the phone by Dr. Michael Livingston. He's a postdoctoral research fellow at the Centre for Alcohol Policy Research at La Trobe University. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, Michael, this is amazing, because if you read many, many news stories, you would assume that young kids are in some of the riskiest drinking environments of all time, but the research just isn't backing that up, is it?
Yeah, and it's not, and it does surprise people. We've seen since the early 2000s basically a halving of drinking amongst 14 to 17-year-olds and something like a 20% decline in drinking amongst young adults. So we're seeing a really big shift in behaviour that is not well reflected in the media.
Now, we often talk about, I've seen the phrase, weekly risky drinking. What's that actually refer to?
That is based on the guidelines that the National Health and Medical Research Council put out, and that's a risky drinking episode is considered five or more standard drinks in one session. So there are surveys that collect data on people's drinking patterns, and if someone does that more than once a week, they'd be falling into that category of weekly risky drinking.
Right. Now, and the decline in drinking with this kind of young demographic, it's been coming for a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been going on since the early 2000s, and it's been going on really across the world. There's very similar trends in the UK and the US and in most of Europe. And it's kind of gone under the radar, I guess, because it's not a problem. You know, it doesn't turn up on the front page of the paper when you see less of something. It's when you see more problems or more shocking pictures, you get media coverage. So it's been kind of this gradual decline that's almost gone unnoticed until the last few years when we started to pay attention.
Do we know what some of the causes are for this reduction in drinking?
We don't. We're still exploring that. Our first thought was to see, well, have they just shifted to other substances? And in fact, we've seen the opposite, that these generations are using less illicit drugs as well. And so now we're exploring kind of broader social changes. Is it about stricter parenting? Is it about changes in leisure time activities? Has the rise of kind of online ways of interacting reduced the need for young people to drink and hang out in person? We don't know the answers, but we're exploring a whole range of possible theories.
So one of the theories is that maybe social media has actually had an effect on drinking culture. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it really fits the pattern. It's a global trend. It's happened just amongst young people. There's been no change in drinking for older Australians or globally. And it starts around the time that these Facebook and Twitter and things really took off in the early to mid 2000s. So it fits the story. We haven't got good evidence beyond the fact that it kind of seems plausible. And, you know, alcohol, especially for young people, is a social drug. And it's clear that how people socialize has been transformed in the past 20 years. So we're hoping to figure out ways to really drill down into that and see what we can find out.
You touched on no decline in older demographics. I mean, are we seeing that across the board, or is there a rise in some of the older demographics, or is it pretty static?
Yeah, I mean, what we're seeing is probably usually as people age, especially sort of through their 60s and 70s, they really start to decline in their drinking. And the baby boomer generation that are hitting that point now, their drinking's not really declining. So we're seeing some increases in risky drinking in those sort of older adult age groups, which does have a range of risks, especially you think about different medications interacting with alcohol consumption. Mm. But it's, again, it's not a problem that people think about or see commonly sort of presented as an alcohol problem. We think about alcohol problems as fights on the street, but there's a whole broader range of health issues to worry about.
Yeah, but they're not the ones that capture the media attention, are they?
Exactly. And I think, and in general, I think we like to, you know, look at young people as problematic. And so that's just the way that the conversation tends to fall.
And do you think, like, looking at these sort of trends, that this will remain static as these kids get older? Or do you think that they might fall into more risky drinking behaviour as they move out of the younger demographic?
Yeah, it's really it's a key question. And we're starting to see the first evidence of this cohort, you know, reaching 20, 25. And we are seeing declines in drinking, not as steep as we see amongst teenagers. But it does look like this is a cohort whose lighter drinking will hold as they reach adulthood, which is really encouraging. I mean, as much as I say we shouldn't worry only about young people, young adults really experience a huge range of problems from alcohol, a lot of health and social harms. And if we can have this kind of flow-on effect where they're drinking less, we're going to see massive benefits to society.
Dr. Livingston, thank you very much.
Not a problem.
Yes, Dr. Michael Livingston from the Centre for Alcohol Policy Research at La Trobe University, talking about the decreasing rates of youth drinking, which seems antithetical to our idea of what kids are like.